This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to the Karma You podcast. This is Chloe Brotheridge. I am a hypnotherapist, a coach, and I'm the author of The Anxiety Solution. So I just want to say thank you so much for listening today, and I hope your festive period is going okay at the moment, that it's not being too much of a source of stress and anxiety for you, because I know it can be for so many. And just to say that if you are struggling at this time of year, you are absolutely not alone. For so many people, Christmas isn't the best time of year. It is a time where we can compare ourselves to other people more, a time when there's less time for ourselves and more things on our to-do list, and we're busy as it is. But just letting you know that you're not alone if you're struggling at this time of year. So I just want to take this time to invite you to join me on our Facebook group, Karma You Community. If you just type that into Facebook, you will see the option to request to join that group, and it's a really supportive Facebook group, and everyone is helping each other out with things like anxiety and confidence, and I'm in there answering questions and posting things that I think you might find helpful. So check out the Karma You community on Facebook if you want to join. So this is going to be the last podcast until 2019, and I have a very big announcement at the beginning of January about the project that I've been working on for the whole of 2018, basically. So I'm really excited to share more about that with you in the new year. And I'm also in the process of creating some more free resources. It's going to be a toolkit for helping you to be your calmest self. And there's going to be audio downloads, affirmations, worksheets, videos, all sorts of things. And I'm really excited to share this with you. It's going to be available in January. And if you want to be the first to get that, you can enter your details at karmayou.com/free. And I'm going to send all these free resources to you in the beginning of January. So this week, I've got a brilliant guest. It's Melissa Ambrosini, and she's the best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl and Open Wide. And she's a motivational speaker. She's an entrepreneur. She teaches about self-love. And her message is that love is sexy, health is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. And she's inspired loads of people around the world. She's Australian. She is doing amazing work all over the world to help people to love themselves and to live the best lives that they can live. And despite the fact that her book is called Mastering Your Mean Girl, for all the gentlemen listening, you can just substitute mean girl for bad boy or mean boy, and it's going to be the same advice for you. So I don't want the guys listening to feel alienated by that. So I loved this conversation with Melissa. She talks about what the mean girl is and how we can master it. And she talks about her new book, Open Wide, and what that is all about. And I think you'll find that quite fascinating. She also explains what the crazy eight is. And you're definitely going to want to know what this is, because it's something that has really stuck in my mind as a helpful reminder. So keep an eye out for what she says when she explains what the crazy eight is. And we also touch on the topic of essential oils. Now, this is something that Melissa works with a lot, and it's something that I'm just becoming more and more interested in. It's just another tool. Essential oils are just another tool, I think, for helping you to be calmer. And she talks about the essential oils for calmness, things that can help with meditation even. And it's just a really practical thing that you can do for yourself that can help you to be a calmer person. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Come on over to Instagram, find me at Chloe Brotheridge after the episode, and let me know what you think about this and what you'll be taking forward from it. So let's get into the episode. Welcome, Melissa. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me today. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I'm really looking forward to talking to you. I loved your latest book, Open Wide. I have listened to it on Audible, so I got to hear your lovely voice and way of telling stories and just talking so positively and beautifully about things. So yeah, I really loved the book and the message. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Can you tell us, for people that maybe don't know who you are or what you do, what it is that you do and how did you get to where you are today?
So I hit rock bottom in 2010, and that is where my whole life changed, because I wasn't, let's just fast forward to where I am now. I live a very different life to the life that I used to live. I actually was a professional dancer and actress and TV presenter, and I was burning the candle at both ends. I was dealing with severe anxiety, panic attacks, depression, an eating disorder. I had a whole host of health issues, chronic fatigue, thyroid problems, hormone problems. I was an absolute mess. I was surrounding myself with very toxic people, toxic relationships. I was living off fast food. I was, you know, didn't value sleep. I pride myself on burning the candle at both ends, and I'd ignored all of these warning signs to really stop and slow down and look at my life, which the universe is always kind of giving us these warning signs to recalibrate and get back on our true path, but I would ignore them. And then in 2010, I hit rock bottom, ended up in hospital, and that is where my whole life turned around. I realized two very quite potent things, and that was I needed to get healthy and I needed to get happy again, but I had no idea how to do that. I was like, no one had taught me how to look after myself. No one had taught me about self-love or self-care. And a friend at the time, a new friend that I just kind of met, sent me a care package to the hospital, and in that package was a book that changed my life, and that book was Louise Hay's You Can Heal Your Life. And I read this book and I was just like, oh my gosh, like, why has no one told me this? Why has no one taught me that we create our own reality, that we are the masters of our destiny, that we are in control of our health and our happiness and our life? Like, I would turn to my mum and my dad who were in hospital with me. No other friends showed up at the hospital because they all dumped me, and the guy that I was just seeing had just dumped me, had cheated on me. So I had my mum and my dad, thank goodness, by my side, and I'm so grateful for that. And I would turn to them and I'm like, Mom, why didn't you tell me this? Why didn't you teach me this? And she was like, darling, I was doing the best I could, you know? And bless her, absolutely. She was and is doing the best that she can, given the knowledge and the awareness that she has. But from there, I made it my mission, because this little thing inside me said, if you can get happy and healthy again, you'll live a life beyond your wildest dreams. And that was my intuition, but I didn't know what that was back then. I did not know what intuition was. I had no idea. And this little voice inside my gut, which was saying, get healthy and happy again, take responsibility for your health and happiness. Because I realized that when I was in hospital, that I was the one that got myself there. And I was the only one that could get myself out of that darkness. And so I made it my absolute mission to get healthy and happy again. And the lowest hanging fruit for me when I just got out of hospital was my health. So I went on and I studied holistic nutrition. I went on and became a certified holistic nutrition health coach because I didn't know how to nourish my body. I had zero idea, zero. I'd always just eaten whatever I wanted, junk food, lollies, chocolate, crisps, everything, and just never thought about it ever. And so I went on and studied that, and then I realized that it wasn't just about what we do here. What goes on up here is our biggest issue. And so I went on and studied my meditation teacher training, yoga teacher training, life coaching, acuenergetics. I read every personal development and self-help book that I could get my hands on. I went to every single self-help seminar and personal development seminar and workshop. And I began sharing what I was realizing and all of these aha moments that I was having on this thing called a blog. And this was back in 2011, and no one really had blogs back then. And I began sharing what I was learning, and all of these people were like, oh my gosh, me too. Me too. I didn't know I was the only one that struggled with body image or self-acceptance or self-love. And so I started creating online programs and e-books and did workshops and started getting booked to speak as a motivational speaker and an inspirational speaker. And I was like, how did this even happen? And I got offered my first book deal to write Mastering Your Mean Girl and started my podcast and mentoring women from all over the world. And this is where what happened over the past couple of years, just it snowballed and snowballed. And now this is what I do. Everything I do is to help people unlock their full potential and be the best version of themselves and live their dream life. And I do that through my podcast, through my book, through my online programs, ebooks, social media, through my doTERRA team. And this is where I'm at now, doing all of that beautiful work and helping people be the best version of themselves and unlock their full potential. And it all started with ending up in hospital in 2010.
That's an amazing story about how you really were at the lowest ebb but managed to turn it around and using that to help other people now. It's quite amazing. Can you tell us what do you mean by mean girl? Because I know this is a big message that you share and obviously the topic of your first book. What do you mean by that?
Okay, so Mastering Your Inner Mean Girl, which is the title of my first book, your inner mean girl is this voice up in here that says you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not skinny enough, who do you think you are, you'll never get out of debt, you can't do this, you will never meet the guy. That voice. Every single human being has that voice, and I call it your inner mean girl because I like that name. You can call it whatever you want. You can call it Tracy, Mary, whatever you want. Guys have it too. They have an inner bad boy. And the thing is we've got to learn to master that fear-based limiting voice. Otherwise it will run and ruin our life. And I know women and men who have let that voice run and ruin their life, and they're in their 70s, 80s and 90s. And now they've realized that she has been in the driver's seat of their life for their entire life. And that they need to take control of that. And I'm just really glad that I learned that quite early on in my journey. And I've been able to practice mastering my mean girl because I still practice every day. It's like learning the piano. You've got to practice every day if you want to be a master pianist. And so I practice every single day. And the thing is us women have between 60 and 80,000 thoughts a day. So that's potentially 60 to 80,000 times that you need to master your mean girl every day. And the more you practice it, the better you get. It's like going to the gym. You want to get nice, strong arms. You've got to do arm weights. You've got to do push-ups. And every day you go, you strengthen that muscle. And it's same with mastering your mean girl. The biggest thing that is blocking you from living your dream life and being the best version of yourself is only this far away. And it's in between here and here. And when we learn how to master that, you will live a life beyond your wildest dreams. I didn't know that was possible. When that intuition, that voice said within me that get healthy and happy, take responsibility and you will live a life beyond your wildest dreams, I was like, yeah, right. I literally wake up, I roll over, I'm married to my soulmate, the love of my life. And I'm like, this is better than my wildest dreams. My reality is better than my wildest dreams. And it is possible for everyone. I'm no more special than anyone else. But this doesn't mean that my life is all rainbows and butterflies and unicorns and fairies and that I have a perfect life and that I'm happy all the time. No. Absolutely not, because I'm human and I feel the entire spectrum of emotions that you feel. So they're just, and that's something that's really important, because I don't want anyone to think, oh, she's more special than me. Like God did not give out any more special fairy dust to me. Living your dream life and taking responsibility for your health and happiness takes guts. And courage. And I had that guts and courage. And you do too. We just need to learn the tools of how to master that voice and come back into your truth and live from there. You get back in the driver's seat of your life, not her. Let's put her in the back. Let's put her in the boot, you know, because that voice inside our head, the inner mean girl, you know, it's fear-based and it's a limiting voice. But also, you know, she's there to kind of help you get back on your path. She's there to remind you of your truth. And so we need to step back into the driver's seat, put her in the boot, and live from that place.
Yeah, thank you for saying that it's kind of, you know, obviously a reminder that no one's perfect, no one's got it all figured out, and also that it's an ongoing process to master your mean girl. You don't just wake up one day and have no negative or critical thoughts. You have to keep working at it and keep making that your intention to come back to that. What's one thing that people can do to master their mean girl? One, have you got a sort of practical thing people can do?
Yeah, I've got a 3-step process. So if you've got a pen and paper, you guys can write this down. This is how you master your mean girl in 3 steps, right? The first step is awareness. You have to become aware of what it is that she is saying. Awareness is like turning the light switch on in a dark room. If you're in a dark room, you can't see anything. Like you don't know what your mean girl, like, is that my truth? Is it? Is she right? I don't know. Maybe she is right. Maybe I won't get out of debt. Maybe I won't meet the guy. But as soon as you turn the light switch on and you've shone awareness, you've shone light onto it, you go, oh, okay, no, that's not my truth. And so what I do is I get out a pen and paper and I write down, my mean girl is currently telling me that I'm never going to meet the guy. My mean girl is currently telling me that I'm never going to get out of debt. Or my mean girl is currently telling me I'm never going to heal from whatever. Or that I can't write the book. Or whatever it is that's going on up there for you. And so that's the first step, awareness. And we write it out. And you use the language, my mean girl is currently telling me. Okay? That's the first step. First step done. We can all do that easy, so easy, hey? The second step is we gently close the door on her. So think of her like an annoying salesperson who comes knocking on your front door to sell you something that you do not care about. They're trying to sell you like some Tupperware or something, and you're like, thank you, but no thank you. I'm not interested today. And that's what we do when our mean girl comes knocking on our mental door to plant these seeds of doubt, these fear-based limiting seeds of doubt. So she might come knocking on your door and telling you you're never going to meet the guy. What most people do is they let her in. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm never going to meet the guy. She's right. Yeah, because that guy dumped me. And then she goes and finds evidence to support what she's saying. Yeah, well, he said you were ugly. And yeah, no, I'm not. And so we let her in and we let her sleep over for a couple of weeks or months. But what I want you to do is when she comes knocking on that door and she tries to tell you you're never going to meet the guy, or you're never going to heal from whatever it is, you say, thank you, but no, thank you. I'm not interested today. And we gently close the door and we walk away and we get on with our day. And then the third step is we choose love instead. So in every moment of every situation, of every minute of every day, we're either choosing one of two things, love or fear. That's it. From the way you move your body, you're either moving it from a place of love or you're moving it from a place of fear. The food that you choose, you're either choosing food to love and nourish your body, or you're choosing food from a place of fear because maybe you overate last night and now you're punishing yourself. The work that you do in the world is either from that place of love or because you think you should be doing it because you need to pay the rent. The relationships in your life are either from that place of love or you're hanging out with them just because you think you should, because you've been friends for 15 years. And so we choose love instead. We come back into our heart and we remind ourselves that, no, that's not true. I can heal. I am worthy of love, or whatever this situation is. So they're the three steps: awareness, gently close the door on her, and then we choose love instead. It's a very simple three-step process. But if you practice that every single time she pops up, it will start to become so strong within you that it's almost automated, like brushing your teeth. You don't think about brushing your teeth. You just do it, almost like on automatic pilot. And once you practice this, and sometimes, you know, like I said before, you have 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day. You might have to practice it 60 to 80,000 times in one day. That's okay, because you're going to get really good at it. Really, really good at it. And so this is the thing. And, you know, I still practice when she pops up. And when I first started, she popped up 80,000 times a day. Now maybe like once a day, sometimes twice, I don't know. Sometimes no times a day, depending what's going on for me, you know. So awareness is key for inner transformation. And that's why it's the first step in learning how to master your inner mean girl.
I think that is absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for that. I'm definitely going to be doing that myself. It's amazing how little awareness we have of that inner voice, how it just runs in the background and we just believe all of those thoughts without actually, as you say, turning the light on and just having that awareness. I think that's so, so important. So definitely make a note of that, listeners, and be sure to do that. Can we talk about your latest book, Open Wide? How did you come to write this book? Because it's about relationships. But how did you come to write it?
Well, Mastering Your Mean Girl, which is the first book, is very much about your relationship with yourself, which is the most important relationship there is. Open Wide, the subtitle is A Radically Real Guide to Deep Love, Rocking Relationships, and Soulful Sex. So once you've kind of mastered self-love and loving yourself, you then can move on to your relationships. Although in Open Wide, I do talk a lot about self-love at the, you know, the first section of the book. So this book was very much born out of, like everything I do, my personal experience with meeting my soulmate and my relationship with him and what I'd learned about love and relationships. And that's why I wrote this book. I wanted to share a new paradigm that I had discovered about deep love and having rocking relationships and soulful intimacy and sex. So that's why it was born from my inspiration. I wish someone had given this book to me when I was a lot younger, but it was a book that I wanted to write to help women see that there is another way, that you don't have to settle, that there is another way of being in a conscious, open, wide partnership. So that's why I wrote it.
Fascinating. And in terms of, I don't know, I think mistakes that we make when it comes to love and relationships, are there certain mistakes that you think a lot of us are making and ways that we're tripping up when it comes to relationships?
I choose to not see anything as a mistake. Nothing is a mistake. When you have a fall, it's a course correction. So you can call this mistake or failure a course correction. And that's what I do. So yeah. I don't see anything as mistakes or failures, because they're getting you back on your true path. Because we've got our path, our true path, our true north. And these mistakes or failures are just when we've veered off and we need to come back. And so that's the first thing. We need to really remember that.
Yeah.
Nothing is a mistake. In saying that, the biggest thing I see with women and men too is not trusting themselves, not listening to their truth, and not following through with that. There is always a price to pay when we ignore our intuition, when we don't follow our truth, and when we don't trust our intuition, when we go up here instead of coming into our heart. So that's something really common that I see a lot with women and men too.
What do you think stops us from trusting our intuition when it comes to that?
Our very loud inner mean girl.
Yeah, yeah.
The very loud inner mean girl that's like, no, don't. You can't do that. No, don't go down there. Let's go this way. No, you don't want to do that. No. And so it's that. That's the thing that stops us.
Yeah. And I think obviously the people listening to this podcast will 100% relate to that, to overthinking things and getting stuck in negative spirals of thinking, and how that can just stop you from actually even knowing what you want or what is right for you. One of the things that I loved a lot of things about this book, but one thing I really loved is the crazy eight that you talk about. And I could so relate to this. I was just nodding my head when you were talking about this. Can you explain what a crazy eight is?
Oh my God, it's the best concept ever. I actually got it from one of our business coaches. And this is how it came about. So we would do money meetings, you know, with the money team and my accountant and my bookkeeper and my business coach and my husband, who's the CEO of my business, and myself. And we're sitting in front of the laptop, and there's balance sheets and profit and loss statements and all of the, you know, zero, all of the bookkeeping. And literally they would watch my eyes glaze over, and I'd roll my eyes and I'm like, oh, I hate doing this. It's so boring. Like, I just want to create, and I just want to write, and I just want to, you know, do the things that I love. And he said to me, he really looked me in the eyes and said, Melissa, we're doing this every 2 weeks. And every 2 weeks you show up with that same attitude and you just whinge about it, but we're going to keep doing it. And you whinge about it, and then we're going to keep doing it, and then you whinge about it, and then we're going to keep doing it. And he said, you're going around and around in an endless figure eight, crazy eight loop. You're going round and around and around and around and around, and there is no end. So stop crazy eighting and just be here and enjoy it. And when he said that to me, I was like, yeah, because I can't escape this. I can't get out of these meetings. This is my business. I have to look at these numbers. I have to. And it really hit me. And then, you know, we brought that concept, you know, Nick and I would always, you know, mention it to each other. You know, sometimes he would say things to me like, even things like he'll leave his teacup out. And I'd say, baby, please put your teacup. And he's like, you're crazy eating over a teacup. Like, it's just who I am. Like, I'm going to leave my teacup out. And I was like, you know what? Okay, he's right. It's just who he is. And I'm so grateful that I have him and he leaves his teacup there. But then we brought it into the home and I have a 12-year-old bonus son. And, you know, every night he would sit down and whinge about broccoli. And it got to the point where Nick was just like, buddy, you're going to get broccoli on your plate every night. And so you can either crazy ate around and around and around and around about this and we can bore everyone with this conversation, or you can stop crazy eating and get over it. And he was like, oh, yeah, because he could see that he's not going to get, like, he's eating broccoli. That's full stop, you know. There's no escaping eating broccoli and your greens in our house. And so Leo could see, he's like, right, I've just got to stop it because it's going to go round and round and round. And so that's the concept of crazy eating. You know, often we crazy ate over things that we just have to accept. And we waste so much time and energy going round and round and round at this infinite loop, driving ourselves crazy and everyone else around us crazy. And we really just need to accept it and let go of it and move on. So it's a fun little concept that applies to business, applies to life. You know, you can do it with your kids if making their bed, they whinge about making their bed every morning. Stop crazy eating about it. Just do it. And now, like, you know, we'll just like sometimes if Leo starts to crazy eat about something, it's usually around food. We'll just be like, hey, buddy, no crazy eating. And he knows. He'll stop straight away. So, yeah, it's a fun little concept. And you can do it with your partner as well, business and life. Yeah, it's just a fun little thing.
Yeah, so after hearing that, I'm no longer going to ask my partner to close the cupboard doors and close his drawers. I'm just going to accept that he doesn't care that the doors are open. So there's no point in me going on and on about it. And we can all just be happier and have a better relationship for it. So, yeah, definitely something to be aware of where we're going around and around in those loops. If you had, I'm going to ask you your one kind of piece of advice again when it comes to love, sex and relationships. Is there one tool or piece of advice that you would say people should be doing or could doing to enhance this part of their lives?
There's so many. I want to say so many. But I think being authentic and vulnerable and honest with yourself and with your partner and is really, really important. I had a padlock over my heart for a very long time after being hurt. And I realized that locking people out is a very lonely existence. And the way that we experience deep love and rocking relationships and intimacy, soulful intimacy, is through authenticity, vulnerability, and connection. Like vulnerability connects us. And the more honest and open and authentic and vulnerable we are, the deeper we can love. And so that would probably be my piece of advice. I know that anytime I close off my heart, resistance is built around me. And every time I open my heart, that's when we connect with whoever it is in our life.
Yeah, I'm sure. I think a lot of people listening will be resonating with that, because I think in terms of anxiety, there's a lot of shame around how you're feeling. You often don't feel good enough, and even admitting that you're struggling with anxiety can be hard to say to a partner or to a potential partner or to friends. And, you know, even being honest about that, honest that you're struggling, I think can build that sense of connection with other people. And if you hide it, that's, you know, if it's a big part of you, then how can you connect with someone if you're hiding such a big thing from people? So I think that's really relevant. I was wondering, About essential oils as my almost final question, because I know you work a lot with essential oils, and I have to say I love essential oils, but I don't know much about them. I know that they make me feel good, but when I started to look into it, you realize that actually they do have quite amazing properties. Can you share anything about essential oils and why they're so powerful?
I've got mine right next to me, right here, diffusing. Right next to me. So I have one in my office here. I have a diffuser in the kitchen, in my bedroom. I have one in every room of the house. Basically, essential oils, which are the pure plant extract, are plant medicine. You know, it's real Mother Nature. I work with a company called doTERRA, who I absolutely love. That means gifts from the earth. And they're just pure plant extracts. So, and I have loved using them not only for my moisturizers, my cleaning products, I diffuse them, I put them in my food, but for emotional and spiritual support. So I use them, like frankincense is the king of the oil kingdom, and he is the most spiritual of all of the oils, and he can really help you drop deep into your meditations. You know, I'm always diffusing my diffuser right next to me when I'm meditating. So the spiritual and emotional side of the essential oils is something that I'm so passionate about. Yes, I can teach you how to make non-toxic cleaning products, and I can teach you all sorts of amazing things, how to make your own perfumes, how to make your own medicines and cough syrups and things like that. But the spiritual and emotional side that these oils can really support you with is so beautiful. I absolutely love them. I mean, we've created a whole program around them called The Path to Wellness, and also The Path to Freedom, which helps you with the business side of things. So you can check that out at nickandmelissa.com. So this is one of the companies that my husband and I do together, and we love it. We've got a team of oily trailblazers all over the world that are using these beautiful oils, and some of them are running businesses with them. So check out nickandmelissa.com.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll put that link in the show notes as well. Yeah, I've got some jasmine essential oil from doTERRA, and it's in a kind of rollerball thing, and I just put it on my wrist or on my chest, kind of just when I'm working or when I'm with clients or something. And it's just such a, I can't even describe the feeling. It just, it transports you somewhere. It's calming, it's soothing, it's reassuring. And I think smells are so important for that. And it's just another way to support yourself, I think, and something nice to do for yourself in the day, basically.
Exactly. It's a self-love practice. Yeah. And, you know, anyone who's dealing with anxiety or panic attacks or depression, you know, for me, whenever I'm feeling anxious, whenever I'm feeling flighty, you know, I just lather that lavender all over me, the vetiver, you know, all these beautiful oils to help me come back down into my body. Like, for example, last night, my little boy had a music concert because it's coming into the final days of school for this year. So they've got 2 days left. And it was a really late night. Like, I'm in bed at 8 o'clock. Every night. I'm asleep by 8:30. So we didn't get home until 9 o'clock last night. And then, you know, you got to brush your teeth and I've got to get him organized. So I didn't get into bed till quite late, and I could feel like I was revved up. I'd just been driving. I'd just been at a concert. And so I needed to wind down. So I had my diffuser going. I lathered lavender all over me, vetiver, frankincense, and I was able to really help calm my nervous system quite effortlessly. So if you're dealing with anxiety or panic attacks or depression or anything like that, like, oh, they're just delicious.
Yeah, so lavender and vetiver are the ones that you'd suggest for that.
Okay. And frankincense.
And frankincense for meditation. I didn't know that. That's amazing. I think so many people struggle with meditation just to calm their minds down and just to have that extra support, I think, of some aromas could be really beneficial, I think. That's amazing. Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to me and for accommodating the time difference. You're on the other side of the world to me, so thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Where can people find out more about you and learn from you and what else you're up to at the moment?
Okay, so first thing, head to your podcast app and subscribe to the Melissa Ambrosini Show podcast so you can listen to all my episodes. I do 2 a week on a Monday and a Thursday. They're amazing. Subscribe to them. My website is melissaambrosini.com. You can find, I write weekly blog posts. My podcasts are there. All my online programs, products, ebooks, my speaking events. So you can head there. And then on Instagram and Facebook, I'm very, very active on those 2 platforms, and Twitter. So come and meet me there. And then check out my 2 books, Open Wide and Mastering Your Mean Girl.
Brilliant. And I'll put all those links in the show notes as well. Thank you so much for your time today. It was really great to chat to you.
Thank you so much, my love. What an honor.
Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.